piece by piece. Geography. Geography was my best subject. You can imagine how I feel when I read that the average American high school student is likely to identify Alabama as the capital of Chicago. I knew all the state capitals. I knew major mineral resources. Missouri, lead and zinc. I learned so many geographical facts that I've had to spend a lot of time in recent years trying to forget them, so I'll have room in my brain for some things that may be more useful. I don't hold with the theory that everyone is just using a little bit of his gray matter. I think we're all going flat out. For instance, I've worked hard to forget the longest word in the English language, which I had to learn for a high school club, pneumono ultramicroscopic silicovolcanoconiosis. It isn't a word that's easy to work into conversations. There are only so many times you can say, "Speaking of diseases usually contracted through the inhalation of quartz dust." I finally managed to forget how to spell it, and I was able to remember my Army serial number. I think my interest in geography grew from long trips across the country I used to take with my family as a child. I grew up in Kansas City, which is what the real estate people might call equally convenient to either coast. When we went west, my father would be in the front seat, pointing out buttes and mesas, and my sister Suki and I would be in the back, each of us trying to protect our half of the seat. There were constant border tensions. It was sort of like the border between Finland and the Soviet Union.